College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College basketball, not the best of nights for St. John's. They go to Villanova. They fall behind late. This was the final possession as heard on St. John's Learfield Radio.
Here comes the inbounds pass. They relax the pressure into the front court. Comes Kadari Richmond with 5-4. Richmond goes to Wilcher. Wilcher gets away, shoots a three at the buzzer. No good. And it's Villanova that comes away with the victory here tonight at the Finneran Pavilion, 73-71.
No more getting stiff. No more getting stiff.
No more getting. So 73-71, the final. Tyler Perkins hit the go-ahead three prior to that possession. He finished with 12, and Wuga Poplar had 22 points for Nova. St. John's has their 10-game winning streak come to an end. They're now 21-4.
Could a loss be a good thing, Jerry?
Someone said that the other day, actually.
Sometimes it's okay to lose. Like a game like this, I know that it means everything in the world, but I think Rick Pitino will use it as incentive and motivation. Doesn't want to get the team, you know, too big-headed, that kind of thing.
Gets them to reset before Creighton now Sunday.
That's exactly right. That's what you do. And then, now you work them hard in practice, and hopefully they start hitting some three-point shots, for God's sake.
Yeah, don't want them to peak too early, you know?
Well, and Davon Smith, I believe, could
don't
miss.
Don't you have a problem with peaking too early?
No.
He, neck injury last night. So that's not good.
That's not good.
That is not good.
Did they say, did they put a timetable on him or not?
Rick Pitino said doesn't think he'll be back anytime soon.
Okay.
But don't know, should say. Down in Florida, Yankees pitcher Garrett Cole with the media. Juan Soto, now a former Yankee, he's with the Mets. Here was Cole asked about his thoughts of Soto in the free agent process.
I just tried to remain kind of indifferent and not get my hopes up one way or the other. You know, it is, you know, he's a tremendous player, and he was extremely impactful for us, and a joy to watch and a joy to be around. So, you know, Juan will be missed to a certain extent.
However, we're the Yankees. We retooled, and we're going to be just fine is essentially what the message he had. Now, meantime, in Port St. Lucie. Now, I'm only playing this because when I first heard it, I actually wondered, is John Heyman okay? This was Heyman's question to Carlos Mendoza. The question's fine, but I didn't think he sounded right.
You have a lot of good names for that lineup. Now, I'm going to assume Lindor is the leadoff hitter. Do you have it in your mind? Who's 2, 3, and 4 from there?
A little weak voice, for John?
Yeah, it's sort of been happening the last couple of years. He may have that thing that RFK has with his vocal box. I mean, he sounded good there, but I know I've noticed that the last couple of years.
It doesn't sound great.
I hope he's okay. There may be something going on there. Yeah.
I hope he's all right. The Red Sox signing Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million with opt-outs. Nick Pivetta to the Padres. Just a quick aside to set up a couple of clips that are coming up.
From like 1955.
This is your life. Yeah. Now here he is, Mr. This Is Your Life himself.
Al Dukes.
All right, so we have a couple. I got a couple of clips here that made me think of Al. Now, I could have used the Saquon Barkley shower one because he has certainly discussed that, but I had sent that to TV already, so we move on. So maybe you talked about this, maybe you didn't, but if you did, I'm going to play it anyway. This was Steve Young on the Graham Benzinger podcast talking about being a child athlete. What has Al always talked about when he played baseball as a kid?
Oh, they didn't get a hit for an entire season in the Little League?
And listen to, this is Steve Young.
In our town, baseball was the king.
You were quite the player.
And I was 13 years old. I went 0 for 40, I want to say.
Steve Young was 0 for 40.
That's strange, man, because usually when you're that good at another sport, it can translate.
Sometimes you just hit it where their players are right there.
And then the other one that made me think of Al, Al's 55. He has made it very clear that at 59, he is heading off into the sunset. Mm. I found this guy, Azul, on YouTube, made me think of Al.
I just retired a couple months ago at the age of 59, and one of the big surprises to me is, candidly, I'm kind of avoiding people.
That's perfect. Al, that's right up your alley.
Can't have a he goes, candidly.
Candidly.
I have actually watched this guy's videos.
Really?
Azul, yeah.
Have you really?
Well, is he your inspiration now? Or
No, he just... does videos about retirement and how to prepare and what you do in retirement. So I was watching him, but then I noticed he did a thing which you have to do to become successful at this, is he then just started fear-mongering everything, where he'd put up a video with like a fear-mongering type of title. I actually wrote to him. I go, what are we doing?
Of course you wrote to him.
Why did you do some of these videos?
I may eventually.
Yeah, eventually, right? Yeah.
I think I found YouTube is not where my people are.
Do you think that when you do retire and you readjust Whimsy's schedule, because that's what's going to happen.
Oh, she'll be dead, right? By the way.
You hope.
He's clearly thought about this.
Holy hell.
I'm just saying. She's a 9 now.
Right.
4 years, 5 years. It's going to be close.
I mean, you take very good care of her.
I do, yeah.
She feels loved and safe.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to last longer than that.
What you say, Eddie?
Yeah, I just hope Guinness is involved somehow with this.
What's the average life expectancy for a retired racing
hound? Not that
hound?
I've Googled this, but 10 years to 10 to 14 years, I believe.
Yeah, 10 to 14 years, that's right.
Okay.
And how old is she now?
9.
She'll be 9. She'll be 9 very soon.
I bet you have at least 2 years with her if you do retire at 59. If you don't get fired before that.
Right.
That would be his luck, that he gets a dog that actually outlives the expectancy.
CBS Sunday morning, Steve Hartman will show up at his house. It's amazing. The oldest greyhound to ever live. 22 years old. 22-year-old Whimsy.
She's running around the yard, yeah. not slowing down at all.
Oh, man, that's funny. Anyway, so there's his life. What else? Quickly, you have Canada beat Sweden in the Four Nations opener, 4-3 in overtime. Mitch Marner with the game-winning goal there.
USA and Finland tonight.
The U.S. plays Finland this evening. You also had the Kadarius Toney arrest. He's claiming, I would imagine, innocence with the post that he put on Instagram yesterday. So we'll keep an eye on that. And Travis Kelce, we'll have some audio from him coming up next hour, and an update as well from the Melusis family vacation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He's putting it all out there.
He is putting it all out there, and I have seen the video from last night. We will have some highlights of that video coming up next hour as well.